This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, consider with me the following. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالضُّحَى, I swear by the morning brightness. Allah Almighty said, وَاللَّيْلِ, I swear by the night. Allah Almighty said, وَالْفَجْرِ, I swear by dawn. Allah Almighty said, وَالْعَصْرِ, I swear by time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the greatest, only takes oaths upon the greatest of matters. And the fact that time is one of them in so many passages of the Qur'an speaks volumes in of itself. See, it's about now, during this time of Ramadan, roughly, that we start people hearing things like, Ramadan is almost over? Oh my God, Ramadan is bidding us farewell already? Time has passed so quickly. This is a valid observation, brothers and sisters. But not only is it valid, it's only increasing in validity each year as the blessings of time are constantly decreasing. Just as the Prophet ﷺ prophesied would happen towards the end of time. The barakah, blessing found in time, will begin to decrease. A year that will feel like a month that will feel like a week. And that is why Al-Hasan al-Basri, he would say, Ya ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam, fa'idha dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. Oh, human being, you are made up of days. So when a day leaves you, part of you has left you. Hours, minutes, seconds, that's what you're made up of. And so each day of Ramadan that ends demarcates the ending of a part of you. There isn't a nation, brothers and sisters, on earth that respects the value of time like us Muslims do, or at least should do. Ramadan is a prime example of how we respect time. Look at how Muslims hold up dates to their mouths, waiting for that exact second of sunset to then break their fast. Because every second counts in our lives. And in this regard, I want to share with you two practical bits of advice moving forward. Number one, please take it seriously. Create a clearly defined set of goals for yourself, not just for what remains of Ramadan, but for the rest of your life. You see, subhanAllah, when we aspire to get married, we do get married. And when we aspire for work, alhamdulillah, we do find work, and so on. The reasons why we get things done is because the objective is clear. We know exactly where we want to be, in how many years precisely, and how we shall go about doing it. As for this whole, I'm gonna try my best type of approach, that by itself is not effective. Our commitment to Islam, therefore, mustn't be to any lower standard than our dunya. Write down your Ramadan-based goals, and more importantly, your life-based Islamic goals. Be brave, do it, put pen to paper, you will get it right. Number two, create a sense of urgency. Diamonds only become diamonds when coal is subjected to pressure. Pressure makes diamonds, and so apply pressure upon yourself to compete for paradise with the many competitors out there, and pressure to save yourself from the hellfire, and pressure to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be happy on the day of judgment. Create pressure, brothers and sisters. But in reality, it's not Ramadan that is bidding us farewell. We are the ones who are bidding it farewell. Because think about it, when Ramadan departs, it's going to return time and time again. And it will be witnessed by millions of people again and again. However, when we depart from this world, we shall never be returned to witness it again. We are the ones who are bidding Ramadan farewell. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us what we have done so far. And we ask Him to forgive our countless shortcomings. And we ask Him to allow us to live until the end of this Ramadan and to bless us with many more such opportunities where our appreciation of time is even greater than it is today.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.